While vacationing in Los Angeles, this time in January of 2005, I went out to Holy Cross Catholic Cemetery in Culver City to take some pictures of some celebrity graves. I got pictures of the graves of Sharon Tate, Bing Crosby, Bela Lugosi, Rita Hayworth, and Rosalind Russell, and wanted to get pictures of several others. As I was searching, in vain, for the grave of Mr. Jimmy Durante, I happened to look to my left and saw, standing about 30 yards away, a young man who looked to be in his late 20s gazing at me. It was around noon. He was a white male, about 5'10", with thick, black, well-kept hair. He was wearing a long-sleeved, white dress shirt and black suit pants. He looked at me in such a way that I thought he was annoyed with me or just curious. I took my eyes off of him for approximately 3 seconds while I got my bearings once again, and then glanced back his way to give him a smile and a wave. Much to my puzzlement, though, he was gone. I scanned the area where he had been standing, and he was nowhere to be found. In the particular area in which he'd been standing, there are no trees, and there is absolutely no way possible that he could have gotten out of sight so quickly, unless he'd had a jet engine strapped to his back. One moment he was out in the open, the next he was gone. My puzzlement became astonishment as I realized it was a ghost I saw. This ghost, however, looked slightly familiar, but I just couldn't place him. About a week later, after I returned home, I started scoping out the Find a Grave website for celebrity graves I'd missed at that cemetery. I clicked on one name, and as I looked at the face of the actor there, I gasped. Before me was the very face of the ghost I'd seen in the cemetery. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that I saw the ghost of Vince Edwards. Who was Vince Edwards? In the 1960s, he was best remembered as Dr. Ben Casey. Note: I was going to enter the mausoleum at Holy Cross to find the grave of Ray Bolger, the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz. As I did, though, I experienced the same feeling of dread that I'd encountered at the Abbey of the Psalms at Hollywood Forever. I left.